The Battling Prophet, written by Arthur Upfield and read by Peter Hosking. Boney slowly rolled yet another thing some persons might call a cigarette. The two men watched and waited as though for his verdict. "The newspapers told me," he said, "that Wickham died in this house and early one morning. The doctor stated, and so signed the certificate, that death was due to heart disease. You support a private report made to me that he died during a bout of delirium tremens. Well?"
"We were having the hoojars. We were both getting over 'em," declared Mr. Luton. "We were at the tail end of 'em when Ben died that morning. He should have come out of them hoojars like he always did, same as me. But he died instead of something else."
"The doctor said it was alcoholic poisoning," interjected Boney.
"The quack's a bone pointer like, he wouldn't know,"
argued Knocker Harris, savagely pulling at his dirty grey, ragged moustache. "Mr. Wickham had been drinking hard for more than 3 weeks," Boney persisted.
"Not a reason," countered Mr. Luton. "We often drank hard for 6 weeks, once for 2 months solid. Nearly got carted off to hospital that time."
"Wickham was 75.
"I'm 84, Inspector."
"You told the police that that morning you woke from a good sleep. Feeling slightly better, you decided to light the stove and prepare something to eat. You were busy with the stove when you heard Mr. Wickham laughing. Mr. Wickham was occupying the front room. You went to him and found him sitting up in bed. He continued to laugh and appeared to be unaware of your presence. You returned to the kitchen and brewed a pot of tea. When you returned to your friend with tea and dry biscuits, Wickham was lying back on the bed asleep. So you thought. You covered him with the bedclothes and left him for an hour. On again going to join him, you discovered that he was dead. Correct, Mr. Luton?"
"All correct," replied the old man, his eyes hard, his chin like a rock. "Still, Ben didn't die of the drink. He was pointing to things on his legs and he was laughing like hell at what he was seeing. We'd been boozing on gin for a bit more than 3 weeks, and gin don't have that effect on any man. Want me to prove it?"
"If you can," Boney assented, "prove it."
"I will, when I've lit the stove. Switch on the light, Knocker."
The stove was already prepared for lighting, and the electric light pushed the dying day a million miles beyond the doorway. Knocker said, as though Boney might be doubtful,
"He can too."
He smiled brightly, and Mr. Luton, turning back to the table, saw the smile and stared disapprovingly. He was breathing a trifle fast, and the fingers loading the pipe shook a little, all telling Boney that this was the crucial moment for which Mr. Luton had hoped.